evening, my friends.
Good evening.
Let me say to you, your love vibrations are strong this time.
That's very pleasant to hear. We are glad that you can feel those vibrations from us.
Let me begin this time by saying, I want you to know that all of you are channels. I have heard your thoughts. How can we serve? How can we be used? I say to you all, you are being used in your own way.
Yes, thank you for that assurance of everybody. Yes, I do know some do doubt themselves.
The ways of being used are as diverse as the races upon your earth.
Yes.
So, the very fact that you gather here indicates you are being used.
That's quite so.
I want to say to the one here tonight is a perfect example of devotion to being used. The genuineness of that soul is indeed so true to our spirit. But I wish to say to you, please, that as time continues, there are some who will wish to come within this room who may not be quite suitable.
Yes.
I will tell you of the time when perhaps you will mention beforehand, so I can indicate to you,
yes,
whether their presence is acceptable.
I should be pleased to have your advice on that.
I know you use wise judgment. I do not question you. Please do not think I do.
Oh, I wouldn't think that for a minute. No, no, I don't.
But there is coming a time when it is important that the harmony remain good and true to that purpose for which we come.
Yes, of course.
You understand.
Yes, I do.
But it is a little time off just yet.
Thank you. I should certainly keep that in mind, and I appreciate your advice.
I do not intend speaking too long this time, because, as has been said before, it is important that many channels be used for the work needed.
Yes.
So, we must allow those who wish to use others their time to come. This is acceptable to you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
So now, if you have questions this time, I am happy to answer for you.
Does anybody have a question?
Could I ask a question for Mum? Mum's a bit worried about Emma, our dog. She's not sure whether she should be put down. And she's worried about her being in stress. She wondered if you could give some advice.
Let me speak, please. I understand your love of your animals. We know the feelings are good when love is shown to those creatures of the earth. But let me say, like you earthly people, so too do your animals reach a stage of their earthly lives when it is time to go. We know the heartache it brings, but you would be kinder sometime to lovingly let them go. I will not say to you, do this, do that. That is part of your life decisions. You understand. But I say to you, look within your heart and you will know what is done in love, what is the right thing to do. The animal is suffering. So, I say, think deeply.
Any other question for Sandamit?
I've heard that a place called Finhorn in Scotland, they grow lots of vegetables. They say they work with the devas, the spirits of nature, and it helps the vegetables to grow stronger.
Yes, we have spoken upon nature spirits, have we not?
Yes, we have.
Yes, it is not only in certain places. The whole of your natural world is helped along by these nature spirits, as you call them. We have spoken extensively, I think, upon this subject.
You're quite right. I don't know whether you're here on perhaps at that meeting.
No.
I mean, we did discuss, and Sandamit told us, that all of creation in the various aspects, each part of creation has a governing body, as it were. whose responsibility is to look after it, take care of it, nurture it in every way. That applies to water, to plants, to animals, the whole of nature.
So a good gardener or farmer can...
They can do it anyway, not only in Finbourne. Mm. It can be done anywhere if the acceptance of the power is there in the person.
It matters not whether you accept or not. The very fact of nature being there is enough for these creatures to be doing their work. You within this room are not sufficiently knowledgeable yet to see. Those with the eye can actually see these creatures at work.
Is that so?
Of course. Of course.
Good. I had wondered if they were visible to some people.
Can I say something to you? You may think it is a fairy tale. I think you call them. Where do you think the stories originated from?
Fairy tale.
The small creatures which are seen with an eye of knowledge. That is where your stories come from.
Yes.
From people who have vision, who can see. They are only shown to those with great vision. That is why I say you within this room are not yet knowledgeable. Can you understand?
Yes, we can. That would probably then be the origin of the stories of the fairies and the leprechauns in Ireland and so on.
Yes, this is what I am saying to you.
So they are in fact visible to some in spite of what others say.
It is true. Indeed it is.
Well, there's something you can practice, Paul.
I'll try and
concentrate on the possibility. Thank you very much for that explanation, Sandra.
Thank you.
I did see some fairies once, a few years ago.
Could you speak up a bit?
I did see some fairies once. I believe I saw some fairies many years ago, well, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, when I was very stressed. And I actually asked for help, and I saw some fairies.
Here we come back to what I have always taught you, the power of your thought. Here we have an example of it.
Yes, that's
it. The depth of feeling of wanting help creates not always what you wish, but help in some way.
It did help.
Any more questions? Well, thank you very much for that sentiment. If you wish us to continue on the work, we will.
I will leave you with my love and my blessing to each and every one of you. Now I say, allow those who wish to come, let them come with love and with peace within your hearts. Send out those thoughts to all in need, for surely
dialogue is with you. Now thanks once more. Open to you.
I am here. Oh, mention a little about something that I believe is troubling you all at the present. I talk about your weather.
Yes.
Yes.
It is quite a troublesome thing at the moment. It is so hot and we are not used to it.
Yes. Now, you understand that in our world, these climatic changes do not occur in such force.
We do understand that.
You understand that temperatures and conditions can be brought by individual spirit people. Do you comprehend me?
Yes, I was going to ask you a question on that, actually. That the temperature surrounding a person can be adjusted according to that person's thoughts, I believe.
That is exactly right. Now, you do not have to be in spirit to achieve a certain amount of help with climatic temperature.
It
is possible in such conditions as you are having to face now to have your own thermostat. Is that the correct expression?
Absolutely correct, yes.
Now, as we have said so often, the power of thought is paramount, yes.
Yes, you have often told us that.
So, it is possible in your world to adjust the temperature around your earthly frames. It is possible, but it does take considerable amount of your thoughts. Do you understand?
I imagine it would do. And of course you know that I'm going to ask you, how do we do it? Or at least how do we attempt to do it?
If you are suffering from the heat, as I am led to believe,
yes,
you are at present.
Quite right, we are.
Please, to spare quiet moments in your busy lives, to sit in quiet, think and concentrate on the gentle breeze Yes, you understand. Yes,
we understand.
So,
mm-hmm.
Imagine you are sat beside some flowing, cool water. Concentrate on that water. Concentrate on the breeze, gently shifting the leaves in the trees above. Start at your feet. Imagine that breeze slowly moving up your earthly frame until it reaches the top of your head.
Yes.
Then ask that from the top of your head, the excess heat which is troubling you can be removed. This should be of great benefit to you all.
I certainly appreciate that advice.
But please, it is not going to be as if you have walked into an icy condition.
I understand.
It's much more gradual than that.
Good.
But in time and with much thought, you can quite easily adjust your own body heat. Please, I ask you all, are you willing to try this for your own benefit?
Yes, everybody is willing to do so.
I would like to hear results of your experiments another time.
Yes, of course. We look forward to beginning that. But I think it is what certain Buddhist sects already do, isn't it?
It is not a new formula, no.
No.
It has been known for many, many generations.
I think it's part of the Tibetan initiation ceremony too, isn't it? To create sufficient heat in their body to dry wet cloths placed on them.
Yes.
It is the same thing in reverse.
So many of these traditions and rituals go back to the beginning of time.
And so often they are scorned and laughed at.
So many people think they have invented these things.
Yes. And it's merely there to be found out. We don't invent, we only discover.
Everything you see, everything you do, everything you know has been known before.
That I absolutely believe.
Let me say to you that, as you say, climatic conditions can be reversed. Therefore, what I say to you now regarding the heat
can be reversed in your winter season.
Of course, yes.
So, remember, when you are standing in the cold, start at your feet and think of the warmth of the fire slowly moving to the top of your head. You do not need this advice at the moment. I appreciate you do not wish to think of fires just yet.
No, not just now.
But remember for the future.
I'm certain we shall all remember it.
Please, in jest I say to you, we cannot teach you to stop the rain from falling on your head, but you can feel less discomfort when you think of these things.
Yes, yes, I'm sure.
We cannot prevent the snow or the wind, but with careful thought, the problems surrounding you in these climatic conditions can be lessened to a great degree.
Well, we all look forward to beginning our experiments with thought on this.
Now,
and we do appreciate what you have said.
I do hope it has been of some interest to you.
It has been of great interest.
And please, at your next meeting, I would be interested to hear any comments that you may have on the matter. I may not speak, but I will be here.
Good. So will you, will hear our reports anyway.
You would be quite amazed at what we do here.
Yes.
Yes.
I think our amazement is being tempered by the constant surprises we get.
Oh, I leave you. Enjoy your summer months. They can bring much joy if you know how to use them.
Well, of course.
God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, and thank you again.